This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Last week, 16 young people from a dozen countries filed a legal complaint about climate change with the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child. The complaint alleges that five G20 countries are violating children's rights by failing to curb fossil fuel emissions to try to restrain the climate crisis. The youth filed their complaint in New York City during the same week the United Nations convened for its Climate Action Summit. One of the teenage petitioners traveled from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and talked with KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur about his experience.
Along the Kuskokwim River, everyone has lost someone falling through the ice. As winters have grown warmer, that ice has become thinner and more unpredictable. For 17-year-old Carl Smith of Akiak, the climate crisis became real one night along this perilous path.
A couple winters ago when we traveled here to Bethel by truck and we couldn't see the ice road because it was watery and just glare ice. And that was just scary because I thought we were going to fall through.
Smith has been concerned about climate disruption for years, but his activism didn't begin until this summer when he signed onto the legal complaint. As he describes it, lawyers were looking for youth to participate. One lawyer contacted well-known Akiak political activist Mike Williams Sr., asking if he knew a youth who would fit. And Mike Williams Sr. pointed to Carl Smith.
I'm always fishing, hunting with my mom, my dad, my grandparents, and my uncles. He sees that I don't want to lose my subsistence lifestyle.
Smith told the lawyers how he'd witnessed climate change disrupt his home.
During the summer, we had a heat spell. When we went out boating, we just saw dead fish floating down a river. And there has been a lot of storms, and it's slowly eroding away our village.
Smith has watched fish camps wash into the river and his neighbors' homes threatened by the eroding riverbank. He's laid sandbags in front of his own family's fish camp to protect the bank and will soon need to move their fish rack away from the water. The legal complaint alleges that this threat to safety and to indigenous culture from climate change violates children's rights by breaking the International Treaty of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Smith, along with the 15 other youths from around the world, traveled to New York City to file the legal complaint. The long flight marked Smith's first trip out of Alaska, and the city was a new experience.
The skyscrapers, it makes us look small. You turn one way and it smells like food, and then you turn the other way and it smells like pee and trash and honey bucket.
The youths came from a dozen countries. Smith found solidarity with the teenagers from the Marshall Islands, located in the Central Pacific Ocean.
We have like basically the same story.
Both are small indigenous communities watching their homes wash away under warming water, stronger storms, and increased flooding.
This one kid, Ranton, he lost his home when there was a flooding from waves. And I'm scared that all these people that live by the river, that they're going to have to move out and they're just going to lose their homes and fish camps.
Smith believes that because national leaders often live in urban areas, they don't see these effects on smaller communities. Together, the youth called attention to the issue by marching through Lower Manhattan, striking for climate action. Thousands of people filled the streets.
It was amazing because we know that there are people out there supporting us, and it felt like we're all connected and like we're all family.
In Akiak, Smith plans to continue his activism by talking with the tribal council to ban plastic bags in his community. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in environment, the United Nations released a major news report last week on how climate change is affecting the Earth's oceans and frozen areas. For Alaskans, a lot of what's in it will sound familiar. Arctic sea ice is declining, glaciers are receding, permafrost is thawing, marine heat waves are happening more often, and people are already having to adapt. University of Alaska Fairbanks professor Gary Kafinas was one of more than 100 experts from around the world who contributed to the report. Kafinas says while some climate impacts are now unavoidable, people can still make choices that change how things play out.
hardships will be experienced. Adaptation will be needed. But the question is, to what extent? And we'll be able to keep pace with those changes.
For example, Kafina says even if we limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius, by the end of the century, the world is still going to lose about a quarter of the permafrost near the ground surface. But if current trends continue, Kafina says closer to 70% of that permafrost will be lost.
I think tipping points are particularly important in polar regions because, you know, we have this thing of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, and things change when you cross that dramatically.
Environmental groups seized on the report to demand that political leaders make climate change a priority. Michael Levine with the Ocean Conservancy in Juneau believes the report sends a strong message to Alaska in particular.
This report confirms a lot of what we know in Alaska and the changes we're seeing in Alaska. And if anything, it drives home the point that we absolutely have to take action.
Levine was a member of former Governor Bill Walker's Climate Change Task Force, which discussed many of the issues outlined in the UN report. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration disbanded the group, saying it was focused on other priorities, such as crime and the state budget, instead. And finally, Bethel municipal elections are tomorrow. Residents will choose 4 Bethel City Council members among 6 candidates. And voters will cast ballots for 3 propositions, one on whether to restrict alcohol under local option, another to decide the penalty for furnishing alcohol to someone under age 21 under local option, and a third on whether to restrict marijuana under local option. Polls on Election Day will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, October 1st. Voting locations will be at the Lower Kuskokwim School District office, in the boardroom, and at the Cultural Center. Cusco Cab is providing free rides to and from the voting locations. Yukton translations of the ballot are available online at cityofbethel.org. They'll also be available at the voting booths on Election Day. If you want to vote before Election Day, you can vote at the City Clerk's office today from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.